Early today, it looked as though there would soon be an end to the five-week-old standoff at the Church of the Nativity in Bethlehem. Israel and the Palestinians had reached agreement on the fate of 39 men holed up in the church who are on Israel's wanted list. The agreement stipulated that 26 of the Palestinians would be taken to the Gaza Strip under British and American escort. The 13 others, accused of planning and carrying out attacks on Israelis, would be sent into exile in Italy. But just as the accord was about to be implemented, a snag developed. The Italian government announced that it had not been consulted about the deal. Italy said it was not prepared to accept the Palestinians without further clarifications as to what it was supposed to do with them. NPR's Anne Garrels has spent the day in Bethlehem and joins us now. Anne, is it possible the Italians weren't in fact consulted about the role they were supposed to play in this deal?
I think quite possibly they were not consulted sufficiently. It looks like they weren't kept in the loop, and it's a right mess right now. And among all the negotiators involved, it's not yet clear who dropped the ball. But Italian officials have expressed outrage, and U.S. diplomats are now sort of rushing in to try and calm ruffled feathers. A deal might yet be possible, but Italy's defense minister says there are still some key things to clear up. For instance, in what capacity these 13 Palestinians would go to Italy. As far as I know, it's never been cleared up how long they're to be exiled, whether they're to be free, judged, or detained. This latest wrinkle, though, reinforces the Israeli position. An Israeli official came out to those of us standing in Bethlehem and said, Israel cannot find a host country for men Israelis call terrorists.
Now, these negotiations to end this went on for weeks. U.S. and European mediators are involved. Are either the Israelis or the Palestinians getting what they want out of this deal? I mean, assuming it eventually is implemented?
Oh, I think it's fair to say that the Israelis have gotten way more out of the deal than the Palestinians. Israeli officials may have ideally wanted them to be detained in Israel. Their second option was, though, to get rid of the Palestinians. And that's sort of what the deal is. Mm-hmm. Yasser Arafat's come in for bitter criticism for agreeing to this deportation. You know, this is a first. Since the capture of the West Bank and Gaza in 67, Israel's expelled hundreds of Palestinians, but never with the assent of the Palestinian leadership. Both mainstream Palestinians and more radical groups are saying, you know, the same thing, that deportation is a dangerous precedent. Sure, you've got 13 today, but you could have 1,000 deported tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And the families of those to be exiled came to the barricades at the edge of Manger Square to catch a glimpse of their relatives before they were transferred, and they accused Arafat and Arab countries of betraying them.
Who are these Palestinians that are slated to go into exile?
Well, basically, they include 9 members of the Al-Aqsa Martyrs Brigade. That's a militia linked to Arafat's Fatah movement. There are also 3 members of the militant Hamas movement. One is also Arafat's intelligence chief in Bethlehem. Several on the list are accused by Israel of involvement in suicide bombings and shooting attacks. Some, however, appear to be surprised to find themselves on this exile list.
And briefly, Anne, what about the others who are inside the church, the foreigners, as well as the Palestinians? I mean, what happens to them?
Well, most of the Palestinians who aren't on these lists are supposed to be freed, but there are 10 international Palestinian supporters, among them Americans, who managed to rush into the church last week. They were supposed to be whisked away to Jerusalem today, isolated from the press, you know, deported, but the last minute they demanded immunity. The Israelis say, you know, they're not going to give these people immunity, and they're just going to let them molder in the church until the end with no food. This is not a deal breaker. That's not the big issue.
Thanks very much. NPR's Anne Garrels reporting from Jerusalem.